History and physical. Patient name, Rogers. Jack. Date, 2/17/23. Place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness. Mr. Rogers is a 92-year-old Caucasian male seen today on rounds. He is new to this facility and is here for continued rehabilitation and physical therapy. He was recently seen in the emergency department with hematuria, incontinence, and physical deconditioning. A CT scan in the emergency department showed a proximal left ureteric calculus with minimal hydronephrosis, and a left renal pelvic calculus and small right and small left pleural effusions. He had a ureteric stent placement on the left. Since his admission, the patient is doing well. He does have a past medical history significant for CVA with no residual paralysis, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. Past surgical history, as previously mentioned. Past medical history, as previously mentioned. Current medications, acetaminophen, allopurinol, Colace, digoxin, Eliquis, Lasix, levoalbuterol inhalation nebulation solution, melatonin, metoprolol, pioglitazone, and Senna. Allergies, no known food or drug allergies. Social history, the patient lives locally at home with his wife. The patient denies smoking or drinking alcohol. No history of IV drug abuse. No history of STDs. Family history, negative. Review of systems, as per above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 127/76, temperature 97.8, heart rate 68, respirations 20, and oxygen saturation 96% on room air. HEENT benign, neck supple, no JVD noted. Lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically. Cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no click shrubs or murmurs. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, and non-distended. Bowel sounds present times 4. Neurological, grossly non-focal. Dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1. Status post, left ureteric stent placement, continue current medications and routine follow-up with urologist. Number 2, history of CVA, continue current medications and assistance with ADLs. Number 3, hypertension, continue current medications. And number 4, type 2 diabetes, continue to monitor and treat with diet and medications. Edit to history of present illness. Please add, the patient has no acute complaints at this time. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute complaints from the bedside nurse at this time. Thank you.